It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. All this year, we focus in on the Bucky's legend, R.H. Bob Peters. That's next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. All this year, we look back on the life of R.H. Bob Peters and his celebration of life this past summer on campus. One of the speakers at R.H.'s celebration of life is son Steve.
But most importantly, I want to thank my mom. Because without Lou, this doesn't happen. And when I say this, I don't mean today. I mean this doesn't happen without her. RH set this up, but she drove the bus for all of us. So thanks, Lou, for this. Well, we all know Coach, and he was our coach. He was our coach, too. Like, because when he got home, he didn't take the coach's hat off. He wasn't dad. He was coach. So he coached us and he taught us a lot of things. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit today is the things that I learned from the guy you know as coach. The first thing he did is he taught me how to compete and how to win and how important it was to earn winning. And there's a lot of people in this room that won. When I was 7, 8, 9 years old, we had a ping pong table in the basement. And my sister, my mom will tell you, I cheated at everything. It was a board game. I had to win. I had to cheat. So when I'd play ping pong, my mom would let me win, my sister would give me points. RH didn't let me win. He didn't let me get points, he'd laugh. And he'd hit the ball as hard as he could and hard as he could, and he'd just beat me and he'd laugh. I won, I beat you again. But what that did to me is it made me learn how to earn winning. You didn't just get it, you didn't get every kid a trophy, everybody wins. You get earned winning, you learned how to win. So I practiced and I went home after school and I hit the ping pong ball against the wall. And eventually I got older and I got better and he got older and he got slower. And I won. And then I hit the ball as hard as I could and I'd laugh at him. But it taught me that you earned your winning and you all, if you put on a Beaver jersey, you won. So you know how important it is. He didn't make it easy. It was practice, it was studying, it was in the classroom. You earned what you earned when you played here at Bemidji State. So he taught you how to win.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.